The National Academies of Science says the number of women working in science and technical fields has dramatically increased in the last 40 years, but the Academy says those gains aren't reflected on campus. The new report says among science and engineering PhDs, 4 times more men than women hold full-time faculty positions. The report also says women faculty members are generally paid less and hold fewer leadership posts. Former UW-Madison Chancellor and current University of Miami President Donna Shalala chaired the committee that wrote the report. She says more academic science jobs are about to open.
We do know the baby boomers are going to be retiring, and there are going to be jobs in the academy. Should we simply hire the same mix that we've had before, or should we take advantage of the openings that do occur and make sure that talented women and men have a shot at those positions?
One of the people who helped write the report is UW-Madison plant pathologist Jo Handelsman. She helps direct the university's Women in Science and Engineering Leadership Institute. Professor Handelsman says the UW-Madison has taken several good steps that are highlighted in the study. She says one area it could improve is the academic environment for women faculty.
I think that still remains the knottiest problem, and I think focusing on climate and individual behavior, the day-to-day interactions of women with their colleagues, is something that any kind of leadership from the top, from the Board of Regents, or any place else would certainly be welcome.
Handelsman also says women in science at the UW-Madison face a plexiglass ceiling where they find it difficult to advance to leadership positions or get the local recognition they deserve. She says there needs to be more study of the problems and the successes. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.